Welcome to Wealth on Main Street, where conversations about growing your wealth are fun and entertaining. Wealth isn't just about money. It's the skills and the knowledge that we develop to pass on to future generations. Tune in each week to grow your mindset and your net worth at the same time.
This process is meant to be ridiculously simple. It does not need to be sensationalized.
I read the book, so I knew that I had to capitalize my system. So right. I had to save enough to create my pool of money. I want to keep the control on my side. I don't want to give you the control.
Every car payment funds the next car purchase.
Why do I have to go through so many ordeals just to get approved for a car? The first time I read it, I couldn't sleep. I need to reread this just to make sure that my mind is not playing a trick on me.
It's not a secret of the rich. It's not something the banks don't want you to know.
You have an opportunity. Seize it, because you don't know what tomorrow is made of. It's transformative. It's going to impact you to the core. And when that light bulb goes...
All right, welcome back to Wealth on Main Street. And today's show is going to be great because there are moments in life when, I guess the best way I could put it, a single idea changes everything, right? Not because the idea is complicated. It's because you see something that you've been looking at your entire life, but you're looking at it through a different lens now. And today's guest, a teammate of ours, John, he's just incredible. His journey is going to resonate deeply with a lot of people that are watching and listening. And he came to Canada at 14 years young. Very simple blueprint for success, you know, work hard, get educated, get a good job, you know, do all the right things. And much like millions of other Canadians and Americans, he followed that blueprint. But eventually he began asking a question that separates people who merely participate in life and people who intentionally design it. What if there was a better way? And that led him to a Facebook ad, which led to a conversation, which led to an incredible book that I know Richard has right near him. And that book changed the trajectory of John's life. And today he helps families and he helps business owners, you know, create more certainty, liquidity, control, and more confidence in their financial lives. But I think you'll really appreciate today's conversation. And it's not so much for what he does, it's why he does it. And so before he ever became an advisor, he was a client. I remember all those conversations, John, that we shared. But before he ever taught the infinite banking concept, he lived it. And before he ever coached other people, he had his own beliefs challenged. And for the advisors that are watching or listening today, pay very close attention, because somewhere in his story, you're going to recognize pieces of your own. The curiosity, the frustration, the desire, right, to serve people at a higher level. And you might be searching for a community that aligns with your values and a mission that's much bigger than yourself. So whether you're a client, a prospect, an entrepreneur, an advisor, someone who's simply wondering whether there's a better way to help people and build a meaningful career doing it, I think you're going to love this conversation. So, John, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so very much. This is such a great presentation. It's really beyond. I'm happy to be here with you guys. So thank you for the invitation.
Well, take us back to arriving in Canada at age 14. So what was life like, and what did that experience teach you about opportunity?
Well, I was more than happy to be reunited with my mom, because 5 years earlier, she had to leave Haiti quickly because my uncle was part of the opposition back then, on official opposition, because we were on Baby Doc, who is a dictator, who was a dictator. So they were looking for my uncle. They couldn't find him anywhere because he was hiding. So they said, you know what? To get him out of his hole, let's grab his favorite sister, who happened to be my mom. So my mom went to the embassy because somebody higher up called her and said, get out, they're coming to get you tomorrow. So she went to the American embassy and said, my name is so-and-so. This is my brother. I've been told they are coming to get me. And there are certain places you don't want to end up when they pick you up. So they said, okay, you're safe now. All is good. You can go to France, United States, or Canada. And we had some connection in Quebec because they speak French over there. As you know, in Haiti, we mostly speak French also. So she decided to pick Quebec. And I woke up the next day. Where's mom? Ah, she's in Canada.
Wow,
So I was
crazy.
able to reunite it with her 5 years later. Took a while.
Oh,
And
unbelievable.
it was a shock because I came here, it was January, in the middle of winter. Imagine coming from a place where the trees always are covered with leaves. It never dropped below 20, or rarely. And coming into a country where it's all white, by that I mean snow covering all over white, and minus 15. And my grandmother, who had to come so that I could come here, said, you know what? It looked like being in a cemetery. Because back home, when you step outside for one house, you have 50, 100 people. Here it's the reverse. In the middle of the winter, when you step outside, you see 50 buildings and one person outside, if you're lucky. So for her, she was like, they are all hibernating, or it seems like they are underground. What's going on
Oh,
in this place? So
man.
she stayed with us in Canada for about 6 months, and then she went back. She said, this is not for me. And
Wow.
it was really hard to get her here. It was expensive because my mom was alone here working and everything. But she said, no, I can't take it. Not for me. And she went back. She came just so that I could come.
Wow.
Amazing. Crazy. You know, the background that we all have, you never know what's in there, and you never know how some of that forges portions of your path, our mindset, the things that are important to you. But a story like that, John, being separated from your mom, the situation that caused it to happen, just being aware, I would imagine that there's certain elements of having a degree of control over your life circumstances, a way to influence or have some knowledge that you have a high degree of influence over what your future has for you, probably was a big connection point eventually when you saw and learned about the infinite banking concept. Would that be a fair assessment?
Absolutely. Just what was really painful is I remember each time I wanted to buy a new car because back then I used to rent cars for 3 years, thinking, you know, I pay, I get a new car, no problem with it. So when it's starting to get degraded, I can return it, get a new one. But each time it was really painful because I had to go through so many hoops. I had to show my credit score. I had to show where I'm working. And I was thinking, hey, I've been here 20 years and we did this 5 years ago and then 10 years before that. Why do I have to go through so many ordeal just to get approved for a car? Therefore, I'm not in control. I'm not completely free financially.
And I'm curious, John, like what was it about that Facebook ad that made you stop scrolling?
What really resonated with me was the clarity that you brought,
Okay.
describing the problem that I had in my mind, knowing that money is leaving us every single day. I knew it, but I didn't have a way to foresee a different way of addressing that problem, which you brought with such clarity and with ease, and saying, well, we have a better way here.
Wow, that is so. I'm always curious to know, and we ask that, right? Like we ask everyone that we're, introduced to that creates time and talks to someone on our team, and we're asking like, how long have you known about us, and why now? Like what? Oh, I saw an ad, or I saw a YouTube short, or I watched a YouTube video, and it's like, okay, what was it about that made you stop and think, or that compelled you to get into a conversation? And I am always curious, when you first read Becoming Your Own Banker, was there some part of the book that made you stop and go, oh my goodness, like I
couldn't sleep. The first time I read it, I couldn't sleep. And I said, you know what? I need to reread this just to make sure that my mind is not playing a trick on me. And then I read it again. I understand more, but there is a lot more questions that came up for me. And then I was like, I can't wait to meet with Jason because I have like 5 more questions.
Yeah, we shared some really great conversation. And we love that, as you know, John, because you're connecting with other people who are saying, hey, I've got questions. I've read the book, or I've watched a webinar and I need clarity. And so, but before coming in, becoming an advisor, becoming a teammate of ours, you became a client. And how important is that distinction to you?
If you want a clear and focused way to decide if the infinite banking concept is even right for your family, it's simple. Download our free 7 steps guide at 7steps.ca. It's a very smart time-saving roadmap that'll help you evaluate this process fast so you can move forward with total confidence. In fact, once you complete step 4, you will know if this is even the right fit for you. Find out now. Get it at 7steps.ca.
It is important because when you are touching it, you are doing it, you are practicing it.
Right.
There's a degree of clarity that say, hey, I saw it on paper. I had it on my head. I had a conversation with my advisor, but now it's real. And it's so easy to access liquidity with this system. I was told it was easy, but I didn't really believe it. Even though I wanted to believe it, I didn't really believe it. And now, like, hey, poof, it shows up.
Do you remember your first policy loan? I'm curious.
I do remember it. And it was amazing. It was amazing.
That's the response.
because I read the book, so I knew that I had to capitalize my system. So I had to save enough to create my pool of money. So once I did that, I wanted, you know, remember my ordeal, having cars, finances. And one thing I took from the book is that don't rent cars anymore. Buy your own car.
Mm-hmm.
And buy a 3, 5 or older cars so that it becomes yours. So I capitalized my system enough. And then I took a loan. And I went to the dealership. He was like trying to sell me the features and stuff. I was like, no, I did my research online. I know what I want. I see this one. I want it. How much can you sell it to me? He said, okay, so and so. I said, okay, I'll make you a check. I said, what? A check? I said, yep, I'll pay cash for it. I said, well, we don't get those a lot, but what I know for sure is that I can give you a little bit more discount if you decide to borrow from me, from the dealership. It's like, no, my friend, I want to keep the control on my side. I don't want to give you the control.
Smart.
So I paid for it, got the car, and now I'm repaying back on my term, at my pace, the policy. So that I know in 2, 3 years from now, I will need another car. I can just reaccess that money and get my next car.
Love it. Love it.
Every car payment funds the next car purchase.
The next car purchase. And again, because now I know all the work that you have put into this to make it so manageable, so easy to access the money and then repaying it. I love it.
Oh,
because
that's awesome.
It is very seamless.
And simple, right? Like John, you know, we talk not only in Learn with Jay coaching every week, but we talk to the general public and we share what our late mentor really instilled in us so often throughout the years, where he said, this process is meant to be ridiculously simple. It does not need to be sensationalized. And you just described the implementation of the infinite banking concept, which is controlling how you financed something that you needed, and you're recapturing the interest that you would have otherwise paid to someone else's bank or to finance company. And I'm not referring to the fact that, you know, we're paying simple interest to the life insurance company because we're using the life insurance company's capital. Capital has a cost. I'm referring to the extra interest, which is not really extra interest. It's extra premium. And you just outlined in the most simple fashion where somebody who hears it for the first time might think, come on, could it be that simple? Yeah, it's that simple. It is. You pay premium, you build up cash value, your need for finance throughout your lifetime is extensive. Would you both agree with that? So you have a need to finance throughout the course of your lifetime. There's no avoiding that. The more premium you pay, the more cash value you build up, which isn't money, the more control you have over how you finance those things that you will inevitably need to finance. Simple. It's not a secret of the rich. It's not something the banks don't want you to know. It's not any of that nonsense.
Didn't you get a package shipped to your door, like an Amazon box, only it was black? And when you opened it, that's when the concept jumped out at you? Isn't that how it worked? I thought it was a secret black box strategy of the wealthy. Isn't that how it is?
No.
We should stop telling people about it because it's such a secret and such a black box thing that only the absolute wealthy do it.
Why am I hearing a chopper landing on my roof? It's just so simple, John. And I'm more than positive that's how you're articulating it to prospects, to clients, to have those discussions, to say, please don't ever lose sight of how simple this actually is, because mainstream financial advice has always been, rightfully so, hey, when you have a need for finance, make sure you have established credit, that you're gainfully employed, that you're disciplined and honest to repay so that you maintain that good credit score, all those things. That's mainstream financial advice. It's very good advice. Nothing wrong with it. But you're in a different position now where you're controlling the how and the who. It's not some conventional bank that financed that vehicle for you. You are the who that controlled the how in getting that vehicle. Simple as pie.
The and peace of mind that comes with this.
Oh, 100%. And Rich and I were chatting about this last week. Having control over a repayment schedule can be a bad thing. If a person, right, you've heard the expression, how you do anything is how you do everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're speaking to a prospective client and they say, look, I don't like credit. Credit doesn't like me. I can't think of a single time I repaid something on time. Well, this isn't going to help you. This is only going to amplify more of your existing habits. If they're good habits, it'll amplify it more. If they're bad habits, it'll amplify it more. And I just find, Rich, for John's benefit too, like the longer you and I have been doing this, the more simple we see it too. We didn't see it this simply when we first got going on our journey.
No, I mean, we wanted to overcomplicate things, and I don't think that was our intent.
No, not at all.
I think that it just kind of happened to a degree because we also like to learn and like, oh, well, can we do this? And can we package this as some kind of a, you know, next best strategy or whatever? And it's like, well, we just don't need to, it was never necessary.
Exactly.
And the more we stick to the purity of Nelson's message and we reiterate and we repeat the things that he told us, I think the easier it gets for other people, the more that they can see not only that clarity and repetition. I think we can all agree repetition is usually our best teacher.
Yes.
We have other things that teach us. We have moments in time where we get smashed right in the face with some knowledge and it hits us like a ton of bricks. And we, if everyone's seen the movie Tommy Boy, you know, you can see the scar of where the 2x4 hit us in the face, but you still have to, you know, go through that information again. You're reliving that experience in a repetitious way in some way to really drive the point or that knowledge home. And so us, I think, repeating things while maybe it might sound like a broken record. Like, well, if the record's playing a good tune, put the song on repeat. That's fine. You have things on your playlist that you listen to as a favorite song that are on there for a reason. It's in your top 10 or top 100 most played songs. Nelson's information, Nelsonisms, repetition of those items, quotes from the book. Those are all us just hitting that same song on the playlist.
100%. 100%. And John, I'm curious, you know, being a teammate, what stands out to you most about the culture here at Ascendant Financial?
Night and day to what I've known before. Where it was out there, it's cutthroat. You know, everybody's for himself. You know, it's like, oh, I find an edge here that I can walk, so I don't want to share it with nobody else and stuff like that. Nothing like that here. We help each other. We feed on each other. We support one another. It's just amazing. A great, great, great environment.
Okay, farmers, business owners, look, stop letting banks control your growth. Our book, Growing Your Own Capital, shows you how to finance equipment, land, inventory, and the expansion of your own family system. Get a free digital copy at growyourowncapital.com. That's growyourowncapital.com.
Yeah, I'm a little biased. I would agree. I love our teammates. And, you know, can you think of, I guess, what being a part of a team of advisors, if you just think about that for a second and really, really think about it, what does it allow you to do for clients that you couldn't do on your own?
Well, it's like having 5, 6, 12 heads at once, you know, because no one is an island. You cannot know it all. So having people from different backgrounds, you know, we have teammates that are lawyers. Some are policemen, used to be policemen. Some are coming from, from the gas industry.
That's right.
I'm coming from telecom. So we just see things differently and we share on ideas and how to help one another. And de facto, our clients also.
Mm, love that. Well, one thing I'd be curious about, John, because, you know, obviously this is a new and a different industry for you. You've been doing it for a little bit now. You had the client experience, something compelled you to want to share this with other people. And I'm interested to learn a little bit about that, but sticking on the topic of what it's been like for you being in the Ascendant environment, what I'm curious about, what's something that surprised you about being a part of the organization or your learning journey that you would have never expected?
The flexibility, because again, we are all coming with our challenges. If I can touch a little bit on that, not too long ago, I had a diagnostic that was quite grim from my doctor. But I was lucky enough that they catch it early. And with one pill, I managed that condition. Mm-hmm. And with Ascendant, the flexibility to make sure that they understand that particularity and just help me going through that phase. That was really, really greatly appreciated.
It's what we do.
Well, and on that point, you know, having a unexpected diagnosis kind of out of left field can be pretty shaking to the average person, the average family. And, you know, you're a healthy guy. Beyond that, you would have had no indication that there was an issue. So thinking about being in the insurance realm at that stage, you already had some policies in place. You're moving into this process where you're now going to be advising other people. You find out about this diagnosis. What was important to you recognizing the value of the insurance you had now? Mm. And how does that experience, that the health change experience, how does that show up for you when you're in conversation with new people?
Now I can relate to them by telling them, you have an opportunity. Seize it. Because you don't know what tomorrow is made of. Before it was just saying, you know, just what. Now there is a force behind it because it happened to me. Okay, I was like looking like the healthiest person on earth. You know, I look fit. I don't smoke cigarettes, nothing at all. And then out of the blue, you know what? your white cells are just going through the roof. And I asked my doctor, why? He said, we don't know, my friend. It just happened. It flare ups like that on some people. But the good news is we've been managing that for the past 50 years, and we have had good results with this kind of pill. Take it. Let's meet next month. And my white blood cell went from over 100,000 to way down to 3,000. So this is what I'm telling my friends and people that I get in touch with, even on the phone, you know, get a checkup. Mostly if you are 40 years old and over, get a checkup. You know, it takes 5 minutes. And make sure that everything is good, because if they catch it early, there's most likely a way to manage it and take care of it for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's very good advice. And what do you see as the difference between selling a product versus transforming someone's life?
It's two different things. You can go and buy a product, like if you're buying bread, it's just bread. But helping that person understand that this is not just bread. It's transformative. It's going to impact you to the core. And when that light bulb goes poof on their head, that's bringing the most joy, because I'm like, aha, there it is. And there is a connection on the human level also. Because nowadays, you know, people are like, do this, do that, and get it and move on to the next one. That's not the way we work here. We want to know about you. What's the problem you are looking for to solve? And then we can come up with a proposition, with a solution, and look into that and use the tool that we have available to take care of it for you.
That's the key. It's a tool. And it's a remarkably good one to get this job done. That's for sure.
So what have you learned about, I guess, insurance in general that maybe also surprised you? You've obviously learned. You came into this to teach infant banking concept. So you already knew from doing it yourself that the purpose and behind this wasn't about insurance, but you also have to learn about the industry, and you learn about different products. You learn about the way things work. You learn about applications. Like, you have to learn an entire new structure of the world, business model, all these things. There's a lot to take in. Then you also need to learn how to convey and communicate to the general public about the message and to say things in an appropriate way to honor Nelson. So there's a lot of that. And then you start getting bombarded with people who have different financial things, business owners, you know, different ages of people, different family dynamics. So you're daily being exposed to all kinds of dynamics of different people. So what has been interesting and what's kind of surprised you about just the process of going through and helping people now in this environment compared to your previous world?
And to begin with, this is the ascendant difference. I wasn't hired and then pushed to say, go sell this.
Right.
No, there was a process. And we call it like a drinking water from a fire hose. I think that's what we call it. So yes, there is a lot before we address any problem that a client might have.
Right.
Ascendant makes sure we have the proper training, the proper coaching, because life is out there, you know? And one day I could talk to a business owner. I could talk to a family man who's retired. I could talk to a teacher. So there are different people, different situations that I'm exposed to. And the coaching and the teaching from Ascendant helped me to help those people.
Mm. That's fantastic. And, you know, there, I guarantee you, because we have two, just in the past, I want to say, let's say 3 weeks. It could be shorter than that, but let's just say 3 weeks. And we have two new team members that are going to be onboarding. And one of the dominoes that tipped over for each one of them was watching our teammates' interviews on the Wealth on Main Street podcast. And so there are advisors who are watching today, and some of those advisors feel like something is missing in their current environment. And so what would you tell them, John?
To Ascendant, we will give you the proper support, the proper coaching, to make this happen the right way, the Nelson Nash way, because we don't need to censorship. Make it like a big deal. Is that what sensationalize?
That's exactly
That's
right.
That's a tough word for me to say in English.
We don't need to make it poo-poo.
That's it.
Right? It's just make it simple. Because that's simple. Really what it is. And in your own experience, your own implementation of the process, what's the biggest transformation that you've experienced up to this point?
Do you want to leave more than memories to your kids and your grandkids? Imagine your wealth growing steadily inside of your own family for generations, completely protected. Grab the free book, Don't Spread the Wealth, at don'tspreadwealth.com. That's don'tspreadwealth.com. And you can start building a lasting legacy today.
It's taking it one step at a time to achieve that dream of not only helping people, but helping them making such a big difference. You know, when we sign on an application, I know that my name attached to that person gonna have such an impact that even if I'm not around anymore, that's gonna impact their family in such a huge way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Love that. Love that.
I was actually at a wonderful breakfast dinner with a colleague this morning, and I actually had a meeting with a gentleman who's also in the industry, in a different aspect of the industry, through my strategic coach group yesterday. It was wonderful, great to connect with some people locally here. And the gentleman this morning was interesting because he's fairly newer to the business, and we had some good conversations about that long-term longevity planning. And I really wanted to impart upon him the importance of things like guaranteed insurability risers on kids and some of the strategy around why you would want to make sure you have certain things in place. And it was really interesting to just be a part of that experience and recognize how, thinking back to getting started where I was, you know, whatever, 17 years ago, however long it was, and what I didn't know and what I had to start to learn and take in, and everything was an experience, and you're learning and learning, and then you develop and you figure out how to apply things differently. And even just in the first 5 years, the amount of things I learned about the industry, the business, how to teach and communicate infinite banking was so astonishing and diverse. And the ability to now kind of condense that time frame, I think, for other people is probably where one of our distinct advantages is, maybe at Ascendant, because it's like, look, don't go through the 5 year experience that Richard and Jason went through. Maybe we'll just tone that down to a 1 year experience, or kind of like, you're not going to get all of it, but you're going to get like a lot of the most, how do we put it? Like the sledgehammers that hit you in the toe. Like, have you ever hit your finger with a sledge, like a hammer of something? So like, those are still going to happen, but you're just going to bump the finger. You're not going to have a blackened nail that's going to fall off anymore. And we can probably condense that to a 1 year or less time frame. Just knowing that we have the ability to do that, I think, is really, really powerful. And it was inspiring to recognize how far we've come and how exciting it is for people like yourself, John, and our other teammates to be able to have the capacity to help as many people as you are able to do. Mm-hmm. Now, when we have our meeting, sometimes Jason will start a meeting with a positive power up, but a lot of times you'll say, hey, who's looked at a Google review lately? And then we'll go on and we'll read 3 or 4 or 5 Google reviews. And it just sets the whole meeting into this amazing positive environment. What's been your experience of seeing some of those Google reviews for yourself, John?
It's always bringing a boost of new energy, you know, seeing people saying, hey, I was in touch with this advisor from Ascendant, and he was able to guide me. He was patient enough, you know, to take me from point A to point Z, and in such a friendly way. And now I can help my family by implementing this system. Mm. Thank you. They usually say, thank you. I can't thank you enough. I'm looking forward, you know, to expand my system. I will share this with my friends, you know. So it always brings us a lot of joy and a lot of energy, positive energy.
Very cool. John? I always do. Now I had my, I do 10 this or that questions. Now I had mine but I just had them translated into French. So hey. I'm gonna try and read them to you in French. Okay, which is gonna
Go
make
ahead.
Will probably this make is the gonna audience be fun. Laugh. Okay, Rich is gonna be like, "What on earth is he asking?" Okay,
I'm gonna do my best to interpret, but and not really. I'll recognize when the answer comes in.
Okay, montagne ou plage?
Plage.
Café ou thé?
Café.
Livre ou balado?
Livre.
Okay. Montréal ou Calgary?
Montréal.
Okay. I knew. Lever tôt ou veiller tard?
Veiller tard, lever tôt. Les deux.
Okay. So you're a night owl and an early riser. Okay.
Yes.
Hockey ou football?
Football.
Interesting. Football.
I love hockey too, but football.
You can take the kid out of Haiti, but you can't take the football out, right?
It's tough. Yeah.
Vacances planifiées ou adventures spontanées?
Les aventures spontanées, définitivement.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Épargner ou investir?
Épargner dans le bon système.
Ah.
Et investir après.
OK. Travailler de la maison ou au bureau?
Travailler de la maison.
OK.
C'est plus flexible, c'est plus intéressant.
C'est moi aussi.
Toi aussi. OK.
Yeah.
Génial.
Oh, goodness. Être propriétaire de la banque ou client de la banque?
Propriétaire, définitivement propriétaire. C'est plus intéressant, c'est plus avantageux économiquement. Sur tous les niveaux, c'est plus intéressant d'être le propriétaire.
Oui, c'est vrai. So, that basically what we're saying to everybody who's like, what are these two guys talking about? Is
your French is pretty good, by the way. Really
thank
good.
Thank you. It's coming back. I was born and raised in Timmins, Ontario. Half the community is Francophone. And mm-hmm. so you had to learn how to speak French or you just wouldn't get by.
You wouldn't get the jokes.
Exactly. And we did ask John, like, would you rather own the bank or be the bank's customer? And John was obviously, very
bank
clear,
owner.
The bank owner. And so, John, like what I would ask, and again, these are only coming up. Because Rich, when we first started interviewing teammates, we didn't really talk much about what other advisors out there who are watching and listening until other advisors were reaching out and saying, we're watching, we're listening. Like, these are really good interviews and we love to get to know the people that form the Ascendant team. And so, John, it's great to hear your story. And if an advisor who's listening and watching, if they're wondering whether or not they belong in a community like ours on a team like Ascendant Financial, what would you want them to know?
If they are a team player, you are eager to learn or rethink their thinking about learning because there's a fair amount to learn.
There sure is.
They are welcome. They are welcome.
And it's great.
Well, I appreciate you doing some of these questions in French, Jason, because only recently, I think it's been, I don't know if it's been out for a full year, maybe a full year roughly, there's now officially a French version of Becoming Your Own Banker book. And John, I'm curious, I'm sure you have a copy of that and your original one was an English one because there wasn't a French one available now. How have you found that now? Because I know you do serve a lot of people who speak French as well. You do serve people in that community. How have you found that has helped people learn or interpret or understand the concept better? Have you had any connection with that?
Yes, definitely. It's bring a lot more clarity to them. A lot of them, they get by in English, but the core, the main idea, the essence of a book, they'd rather have the book in French and go straight to the core of the knowledge of that book. So that's make a big difference for that community. And they are very proud also. And just knowing that this book, it exists in French, like, well, it's in French. Yeah, that's good.
I hope everyone captures the energy right there just on listening on a podcast on Spotify or whatever, because that was good. He's like, yeah, French, let's go. That's it.
No, it's important. And with reason also, you know, it's like Quebec population is about 8 million out of 40 million of Canadian. And if you put together 40 million Canadian and then another 400 million of US, so we're like a drop and the sea of English speakers. So rightly so, they are trying to protect it and make sure that, you know, it still remain viable in the future to come. So yeah, I can understand.
Hey, quick favor. If you like what you're hearing, smash that like button. Go ahead and subscribe. It only takes 2 seconds and it really helps us reach more families and business owners. People who need these strategies for real financial freedom. Help us out.
Rich, take us home, brother.
And we will do a shout out. There's also an updated Spanish version of the book as well.
There is. Yeah.
For folks who are listening in, especially a lot of folks in the Southern United States, a lot of Spanish speakers down there as well. John, you shared an interesting story with us at the beginning, of course, about your history, your journey, coming to Canada originally, the circumstance that your mom had to go through. And, you know, when she ended up at that embassy and had to essentially seek some version of asylum,
yes.
Not only did the person who made the call to her to tell her to get to the embassy was a hero, the person at the embassy that gave her choices on where to go was a hero. You having the ability to finally get to Canada and be a part of an environment, be reunited with your mom. I'm sure there was many people involved in that process to some degree to make that happen. And so you've had heroes surround you in different areas of your life. And so what we most want to know is, who do you most want to be a hero to?
My family, you know, my wife, she's simply amazing. The amount of support and love that I got, it's there are no words. And obviously my mom, I love her to death. And I tell her, you know, there's no price I can pay you for giving me the chance to be here. To be free, to engage with you guys, you know, to reach for the stars, reaching for the stars, you know. So, yeah, my 8-year-old daughter, she can be a pain, but she's lovely. Don't tell her that. I'll get in trouble. She's 8-year-old. So quick story for you guys. So yeah, she's 8-year-old now. She has a booklet, and you know, it's like a Chromebook that she can go on a filtered internet and stuff. She look us up. She look, okay. She goes, what does my dad do? And said, hey, here's my dad. Here's his boss. That's Richard. And people are like, who are these guys? And what does your dad do? Well, he's like an insurance and banking and bankers. It's like, she's amazing. She's telling everyone about
this system. That's incredible.
Yeah.
How does it make you feel?
Awesome. Because cool. I get to help people, and she knows, because obviously I was coached by the best. There was a policy on her life also. So when she's ready, you know, to go for higher education or start a small business, because not everybody will go to for higher education, I'll have that flexibility to show up when it needed most, saying, okay.
Wow, so cool. That's so cool. And I would add to everybody who's watching, you know, stay curious. Never stop investing in your ability to serve other people at a higher level. If you're a client, if you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, if you're an advisor, you know, watching this, and until next time, remember that I was just sharing this in a Facebook post earlier today. You know, wealth is not something that you simply accumulate, right? You guys know it's freedom. It's confidence. It's all the options, right, that you get to create along the way. And I would say, I'll try to say this in French, but I would say, tell me how I do here, John.
Go ahead.
Abonnez-vous tout de suite. C'est gratuit. Après tout, c'est probablement la seule chose gratuite qui existe encore au Canada.
Génial. Très bien dit. Excellent.
And then
Vraiment
the
excellent.
commentator comes in and says, what Jason said was, subscribe right now. It's free. After all, it's probably the only thing that's still free in Canada.
And we are friendly. You just get into a conversation, you know?
All right, John, this was great. Rich, it's fun as always. And guys, thank you again for waiting on me earlier. John, we'll definitely have you back on, as we will all of our teammates that we've interviewed, because at different points in your journey, you're seeing it, right? What Nelson, God rest his soul, we miss him. We think about him every single day, and all the credit to Nelson, although he would be very disappointed in hearing anybody say that, because he wanted people to remember that it's all about the message, not the man. But he would always say, the more you see infinite banking concepts, the more you'll see you didn't see. And so as our journeys, Richard and I included, continue to progress, we're going to bring our teammates back on to say, how are things progressing with your journey? And what are you seeing now that you didn't see? And it'll be very interesting, and the audience will love it. So John, thanks for joining us today. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you to both of you for giving me this chance and to share this conversation. I love it. I'm looking forward to our next conversation.
Me too.